About a century ago, communities of Black farmers and business owners sprang up across the West. One of the most well-known was Deerfield, Colorado. It's a ghost town now, but that could change, and whether that's a good thing depends on who you ask. Raylan Bichelle reports.
The sunflowers and prickly pears out here might outweigh what's left of Deerfield. Trucks whoosh past this place in a millisecond. The cafe is little more than a brick grill surrounded by a skeleton of brittle gray planks.
Trying not to step on nails.
Archaeologist Bob Brunswig walks through the blacksmith's workshop, which is cracking open at the edges.
Over the last few months, the split in this corner was spreading.
We circle what used to be the lodge. Brunswig tells me around the 1920s, it used to serve guests on china imported from England.
I mean, they were good quality.
Now it has plywood for windows. Brunswig is an emeritus professor with the University of Northern Colorado. He's been studying this black settlement for about a decade.
It was a cold, cruel world out there for African Americans in the day.
He says at the time, the KKK was going strong, including in Colorado.
There was an awful lot of prejudice and bias that was going on. So this was an opportunity for people to raise themselves up with their own abilities and to have their piece of land and develop a future for their families.
Today, there are only a handful of buildings still standing, and they're either caved in or boarded up with plywood. Plus, there's a smattering of occupied homes outside of the historic downtown. But soon...
Welcome to Clayton Homes.
This landscape could change.
America's largest home builder.
In a big way. A couple of years ago, a national company called Clayton Homes bought 13 parcels of land here for just $100,000. Starting in April, it started taking steps to turn those properties into actual houses.
We have a shortage of affordable housing in the county right now.
That's Angela Snyder. She works for the Weld County Planning Department, which reviews development plans.
People are desperately looking for places to build. And the planning department does encourage people to build on already platted lots. It helps preserve ag land, and it uses land that's already been subdivided.
You might think it would be hard to develop a historic site like this one. Deerfield is on Colorado's list of most endangered places. It's also on the National Register of Historic Places. Turns out, federal protection only kicks in if a site gets government funding. Otherwise,
you can register something as a historic place and modify it at will and even reduce the historic value of it to nothing.
A bunch of the buildings are protected because they're owned by the Black American West Museum and Heritage Center. Steve Shepard is on the museum's advisory board.
For a long period of time, Black history was just forgotten and ignored.
And, he says, whitewashed. But researchers studying homesteaders in the Great Plains say they've found at least 650 Black homesteaders who settled in places like Deerfield or Empire, Wyoming. Some of those people went from being property to owning property within their lifetimes.
Our buildings, our structures, they're physical evidence of the struggle and overcoming adversity. So many people can't absorb history just by reading and being told about it. They've got to see.
Clayton says it recently reopened discussions with the museum about how to protect the history and also build affordable housing. Here's spokesperson Robert Johnson with a piece of that statement.
We're engaging in dialogue with the interested parties in an effort to identify approaches that could support our shared and individual interests in the site.
But Shepard says this has happened before. The museum and the company talked about trading land parcels so the museum would end up with the ones that are most historically significant. But those talks didn't get anywhere. Maybe this time will be different.
So I have received the emails concerning their willingness to, renegotiate some of the trades and so on. And that's good news.
There's other good news, too. A number of universities and local institutions have banded together under what's known as the Deerfield Preservation Partnership. The group recently got funding to stabilize some of the existing structures, and there are plans to put up more chain-link fence to protect the buildings until there's money to restore them. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.